Hello everyone, welcome to the Eryri podcast. My name is Tara Hall, I'm Community Engagement Officer for the Caernarfon Landscape Partnership and we work with many, many different organisations. Today we are here with Thomas Gould because thankfully the Caernarfon Partnership has been able to run an apprenticeship scheme for the last 3 years and Thomas Gould is our current apprentice. So, hello Thomas.
Hey Tara.
Hi. So what first attracted you to the apprentice scheme? What made you want to become the Caernarfon apprentice? Mm.
So this type of work is always something that I wanted to get into. But growing up, there wasn't really anything that I could go and do. So in school, college, I didn't really have that opportunity to go out and sort of learn. I could have gone to university and gone at it like that, but that's not how I learn, that's not how I sort of work. So having that sort of physical apprenticeship role is really useful. It's something I've been looking for ages, so I'm glad it came up when it did, and it's really sort of been worth going for.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, that's really nice to hear that you say that it's really been worth going for as well. I know that you work in a variety of locations and diverse skills and everything. You do kind of break your time up between the Eryri National Park and the National Trust, don't you? Do a lot of work with our partners, the National Trust. Can you kind of give us some information of what a typical work week would look like for you?
Yeah, so each week I either do 3 days with the National Park or the National Trust. It sort of alternates week to week. The National Trust is more of the work that you can see out there. So you're planting trees, footpath restoration, creating footpaths, path maintenance, dry stone walling, everything that you can see National Trust do. But the National Park is a lot more behind the scenes. So we do a lot of nursery work, so weeding, watering, do tree deliveries. If there's a tree come down in the forest, we'll go and sort it out so people can then go and walk the path safely. It's a lot of behind the work scenes that go on, so people going out and enjoy the outside, basically.
Mm. Yeah, I like that you've brought that up. You know, like sometimes a lot of the work that the park do, or even the trust do, and other organisations, you might not you know, see it straight away. It might be like you say, behind the scenes. So it's nice that you have such a diverse a diverse week and a diverse role within what you're working on. You've kind of mentioned a lot of skills there and a lot of different jobs. Have you got like a standout one that you've learned? You know, a new skill that you've acquired through the apprenticeship?
There's loads of new skills that I've learned, and it's quite hard to sort of just pick one. But the one that I sort of enjoyed the most, or the one that I feel like I've enjoyed receiving the most or learning about the most, is the tree identity. The reason behind that is I think that sort of society sort of moved away from nature. So we're looking out the window here and you can see like loads of different trees. Most people wouldn't be able to tell you what that tree is and what it sort of looks like in winter, in summer. And I think having that sort of connection to nature is really something special to me, just because I have that sort of attraction to sort of outdoor spaces and stuff. It's really sort of nice to be able to sort of see that and then be able to pass that knowledge on even as well.
Yeah, it's really nice that you say that you know your connection to the land and the trees and nature, and that it's helped you kind of, you know, get into a role like that as well. Because I know that you've had lots of ideas in terms of how to engage the community within that as well, which will be beautiful to kind of maybe move on within your apprenticeship. Maybe we can find different ways of introducing that as well. In terms of a tree, we'll do a little fun question. What is your favourite tree? What is the best tree that you've been introduced to, and why? What's really stand out?
So something that I was introduced by Sophie, who was a previous apprentice to me, is the Celtic tree sign. So it's a bit like your star signs, but related to sort of the Celtic sort of the Celtic people basically. Mm-hmm. But mine is willow, and next to it says the observer, and it says, gives you like all those different information about the type of person and sort of things you are. I find that quite interesting, so I'd have to say willow.
Okay. No. Oh, I love that. I'll get onto that as well. No. And see what my tree is. No. I think my favourite tree, some of the work that I've done with you as well, I've been very fortunate to be able to mm-hmm. come along with you. No. I think the Guerlain has been my favourite, because it has these beautiful purple buds on them that are really vibrant sometimes, and it's really, really beautiful. So as well as the kind of the skills side and the nature side of your apprenticeship, the apprenticeship is a course run by Cambria, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a different element to your apprenticeship, which is the essays and the the more written work.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that side of the apprenticeship has Byddiod, so it has given you different skills or helped you? Home your skills on the land as well. Like, how do they work side by side? Do you feel like they work side by side? Do you feel like you gain more from one or the other?
Yeah. For me personally, being outside and sort of learning from people that I've spent many years honing the craft and learning specific skills is a lot more advantageous to me, because I take that straight away. Whereas if I'm reading through Google, trying to figure things out, it doesn't work for me. That's one of the reasons I mentioned earlier about university or going to college or school, even just to learn these skills. It doesn't work for me. So being able to have that sort of physical encouragement and learning from specialised sort of people in their field is really advantageous. With the College Cambria thing, though, it does, at the end of the month or whenever I do it, sort of does allow me to sort of look back and see what I've learned and sort of things like that. So it does have its role in playing, but it isn't the most important thing to me on the apprentice, if that makes
sense. But it helps you reflect back on what you've maybe achieved already.
Yes.
And put that down onto paper, which is probably, like you say, a really good way of doing it. So it sounds like an amazing course where they have the practical side and the written side. Yep. So, a little bit more maybe open to a different learning style.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, it's a sort of balance between the two, the sort of more physical, the more sort of practical, I guess, and then the more sort of paper side of it. So,
fantastic. And it's so amazing that you get to work with a lot of our partners. Like I say, we work in partnership with quite a few different organisations, National Trust being one of them. So it is very amazing that we can kind of facilitate that for the apprenticeships. Like we said, we've done it for the last 3 years on the Cavnevo partnership. Mm-hmm. We've had three apprentices, which has been fantastic. Do you think that more organisations should be having apprenticeships available for local people to upskill themselves, to learn a bit more about their environment and eventually hopefully get a permanent role within the sector?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to sort of accept that apprenticeships are a really useful way of carrying on skills learnt by people that have already been doing this job for, 50, 40 years onwards. If you don't have these apprenticeships, you're going to lose that sort of knowledge that's been gained about the sort of the areas and the skills. If you go to college or university, you can read about it, but it's not the same as sort of learning from someone that's been working it firsthand. I think it's just really important, and I think everyone's got different learning styles, and I think if everyone's pushed down to sort of university or college routes, then it doesn't work for everyone. You need that balance of sort of the sort of more practical and more paperwork side, but that's just my opinion. But
fantastic though, and like you say, it's amazing that you get to work with so many different people and gain their knowledge and share, and it must be a really beautiful experience. And I know that you've given 110% on your apprenticeship, so it's been fantastic working with you as well. So yeah, thank you very much for your time today, Thomas. And yeah.
I do. Thank you.